Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Never mind yesterday.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Osher Ginsburg. Hey, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. This is a bi-weekly podcast that comes out twice a week. Mondays I'm here with a guest, Fridays I'm here with you. Thanks for all the feedback about the Minimalists episode on Monday. It was great. Nice feedback there. Send osheremail@gmail.com is where you can find me. If you need anything at all, that's the best place to get me. You can also find me on Instagram, but email's always the best. Also, thanks for the feedback about last week's episode. I actually did get an email from someone along those lines. I won't say their name, but they're listening from Seacliff. They're local, having a bit of a morning. There's a beautiful picture of what looks like low tide and Gulf St. Vincent, which is the water that Adelaide is built upon, the ocean bit of seawater that Adelaide's built upon. This person's written, yes, feeling deep environmental love. Just taking in the view there. And they write, I watched David Attenborough with my four-year-old and she's saying, the ice is cracking and I'm just bawling my eyes out next to her. Thanks for your podcasts. Look, I know that feeling. I've actually been having it quite a bit this last week or so. And look, you're not alone in that feeling. And yeah, even we're in lockdown in Sydney today and the sun was out today and the sun had a bit of oomph in it. I'm like, dude, it's the end of July. Pack it away with the oomph, mate. Come on, still winter. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what it feels like to want to just weep for the world that the children that we know and that we don't know will grow up in. I totally get it. It sent me nuts. I know the feeling. And you're not alone in that feeling. However, being in that feeling can sometimes be paralyzing. And I know that it gets even worse then because you are then stuck. You can't do anything and you're paralyzed and you're stuck in this feeling of helplessness and hopelessness and shame and sadness and futility and frustration and everything all at once. And that's a really powerless place to be. It's a very difficult place to exist in because you feel like nothing will matter and B, you feel like you can't be of service to anyone because this thing is so enormous and so much bigger than you or anything that you can possibly do that you can't change anything about it. But being in that space makes it near impossible to engage with a four-year-old that you speak of or my kids or my wife or anyone around us, it makes it nearly impossible to, okay, be in this exact moment. What's this exact moment that I'm doing right now? And it is very difficult. I promise you, it's super difficult, but trying to find some pathway out of that for me is the only way to live life. I can't be paralyzed by the horror and reality of what's happening. Because then I can't move and I can't connect and I can't be what it is to be a human being with the people around me. For me, my only path is to be in acceptance of it, understand my actual ability to influence it and then try as best as I possibly can to connect with the moment that I'm in emotionally with the people that I'm with. And that's it. Obviously, I'll make choices in accordance with my values by voting in a certain way, buying goods in a certain way, living my life in a certain way around how I get from place to place, what food we buy, what clothes we wear, that sort of thing. But by and large, that's about all I can do. I am not in charge of a humongous company that can make a huge decision about my company's carbon emissions or whether my employees drive to work or not, or putting pressure upon our state and federal governments to impose, you know, whatever economic indicators they need to impose to help us get to a point where we can be A, you know, reducing the carbon in our economy, and B, preparing ourselves and mitigating our cities and putting mitigations in place to protect our cities and the people who live in them. I can't do that. But I do know that being in that feeling of helplessness and futility is incredibly difficult. And really the only pathway out of that is to be in the actual moment that you're in and then take even the smallest possible step in accordance with your values. And yeah, know that it is super duper sad. It's super duper sad. And at some point we all have to feel that. We all have to feel it and go through it and be with it. And then on the other side of that, go, well, okay. Well, to speak real plainly, I guess, for a second, we're either going to figure it out or it's going to kill us. So let's get busy on figuring it out. And if it kills us anyway, then at least we tried and we felt okay trying. Because not trying and being helpless is just a lifetime of pain. And that's no way to do it, is it? I really appreciate your picture, the photo that you took of the horizon, and the beautiful bluffs of Adelaide as they stretch out into the sea there. It's glorious to look at. And I smell what that sea's like. I spent the early parts of my life in Adelaide, and I know what those low tides smell like on those beaches. All the seaweed, that really weird Gulf St. Vincent seaweed that looks like actual grass but isn't. So thanks for that. And I hope you can find a moment to be in the moment and try to find a pathway out of futility and out of helplessness to one of acceptance. Yes, sadness. I'm not asking you to ignore the sadness, but acceptance and at least some momentum towards agency. Because the alternative is to live a life of doom and despair, and that's no fair to you and no fair to the kids around you, the people around you. Seriously, I just opened up the mic and hit record and I just wanted to respond to one email and Jesus, sorry if that was a bit grim, everybody. Sorry about that. I'm just speaking truth today. I hope you're okay. We're locked down. You're locked down. We're all locked down together, like Billy Joel would say. I don't know how long we're going to be here for. Could be a while. So yeah, let's hold on with both hands and do all the things that we know how to do. You just have to do it a day at a time. That's all we have to do. A day at a time. That's all we have to do. That's it. If you want a bit of respite from the constant news checking and numbers checking and how long are we going to be in lockdown for, I would suggest listening to Idle Australians with James Matheson and myself. This week, we spoke with the Queen of King's Cross, Carlotta. She was the compere of Lay Girls for, oh crikey, decades. I think 25 years, 30 years, which was a glittering jewel of Sydney's nightlife. She's an entertainment pioneer. She's a trans pioneer. She's an amazing human to listen to speak. And Jim and I had a great chat with her. Here's just a little taste of what's going on with Jim and me at the moment.
I find comedy in people. You don't get hecklers anymore. But, you know, you used to in those days, we'd call the Ocker Boys, you know, they'd come in and they'd try to send you up. And then by the end of the night, they were trying to pick you up to take you home. And I used to say, remember, I got mummy's features, but daddy's fixtures.
That's Idol Australians. You can find it where you find your podcasts. IDLE Australians is where you can find it. Thanks heaps for listening. I do appreciate you very much. If you did like the show, if this show does bring you any help at all or does bring you any value whatsoever, just tell a friend. I'd really appreciate that you tell a friend. That's it. That's it. Send us your email at gmail.com is where I am. I'll see you on Monday. And on Monday, we are going to speak with Jimmy Nicholson, who is the 9th person to call themselves The Bachelor here in Australia. He's a great human being. I dig him. And I hope you enjoy that conversation. Until we speak on Monday, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.